best of times, through Nixon and through Bush. Do you remember 36? We went our separate ways. You fought for Stalin, I fought for freedom. You believe in authority, I believe in myself. I'm a Molotov cocktail, you're Dom Perignon, baby. What's that confused look in your eyes? What I'm trying to say is that I burn down buildings while you sit on a shelf inside of them. You call the cops on the looters and pie throwers. They call it class war, I call it co-conspirators. 'Cause baby, I'm an anarchist, you're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour days and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to throw bricks through that Starbucks window, you left me all alone, all alone. You watched in awe at the red, white, and blue on the 4th of July. While those fireworks were exploding, I was burning that fucker and swinging my black flag high, eating the peanuts that the parties have tossed you in the backseat of your father's new Ford. You believe in the ballot, you believe in reform, you have faith in the elephant and jackass. And to you, solidarity's a four-letter word. We're all hypocrites, but you're a patriot. You thought I was only joking when I screamed kill Whitey at the top of my lungs, at the cops in their cars and the men in their suits. No, I won't take your hand and marry the state. 'Cause baby, I'm an anarchist, you're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour days and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to throw bricks through that Starbucks window, you left me all alone, all alone.
Hello listeners, welcome on Resonance 104.4 FM. This is the Circle Day Show and I am your host. My name is Yudette Gerez. This show is focused on the Global Women's Strike. The Global Women's Strike, for those of you who don't know, is a grassroots network with national coordinations in a number of countries. Their headquarters is in Kentish Town, and I caught up with them several months ago. They particularly focus on women of colour, indigenous and rural women, mothers, women in wage work, to name a few. They're self-led and organise themselves, which says it all, really. Enjoy part two.
My name is Sarah, and I'm from Women of Colour in the Global Women's Strike. And we got together in 2000 for the new millennium. And, you know, as Manju described, we had a lot of discussion across our network. Our network is in India, Guyana, Peru, Venezuela, Africa, the US and Europe, and also women from indigenous lands. And we decided to call ourselves the Women of Color in the Global Women's Strike because we wanted to include women, all women of color from all kinds of backgrounds. And, you know, as the women from Guyana described, a lot of our work is crossing divides and getting together as women of color. Can I just stop for a minute? Do you want to stay or go? We're Women of Color in the Global Women's Strike, which is a network of women of color in many countries. Our network is across about 15 countries, including, I forgot to mention, Haiti, Guyana, Trinidad, Peru, Africa, India, Europe, and the U.S., and our demands are, you know, as Manju said, she touched on quite a few of them. We want pay equity, that is, you know, equal pay for work of equal value. We want health care, clean water, access to health care, technology of our choice, an end to rape, and freedom of movement. Because obviously capital travels freely, and we as people, you know, we believe that we should be able to travel freely in the world. We focus on women's unwage work and how that is absolutely the backbone of the community. Most communities depend on women's work for survival. Mothers are working harder than anyone else. And, you know, in most of the world, it's single mothers who are keeping, you know, raising up the next generation, putting food on the table, keeping people together. So we, as women of color, want to highlight the work that we do, because as long as our work's invisible, we are not seen as part of the movement. You know, our contribution doesn't have a value, we're invisible, and we want the other parts of the movement to recognize us and see that it's a power. To be with us is a power, you know. So some of the things we've been doing, we've been organizing with the as part of the Occupy movement. We organize against, you know, rape and violence here. Some of us are based here in the UK. We have taken up cases where women have been, like women who wear the veil, being targeted for racist attacks. We work with asylum seekers and immigrants. And right now, we were really delighted to meet you at the demonstration against
the Red
Cross.
Oh, could you tell me a bit about that, actually? Because that's an event that was set up by yourself.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so that was on May Day, actually.
Yes. What happened is we're here together for an international conference, which was held last weekend, and it was a fantastic coming together. There was a speaker from Haiti, and our Global Women's Strike has been working with Haiti for the last 7 years, highlighting the fact that Haiti, it's always portrayed as the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, but in fact it has a fantastic history of struggle. Haiti was the first to end slavery. They threw out the slave owners. It was the first black republic, and they helped other countries also to fight slavery. So it's a magnificent history. So part of our work is highlighting that history. We feel like we owe a debt to Haiti, and we want other people, especially people of color, but we want all people to rally in support of Haiti. What we found out is after the earthquake, there was a massive outpouring of sympathy and compassion for Haiti. People gave millions of dollars and pounds. But what's happened is the NGO, including the Red Cross, have basically put that money into their own pockets. They haven't been putting it for the relief and clean water and the basics that Haitian people need. We heard about that at our international conference. Danny Glover was here to support. The Hollywood actor came and joined us for that event. We did a fundraiser for Haiti, and we raised £3,000, and we can tell you where others can donate to that appeal. But what we decided to do was to go and picket the Red Cross here in London, the British Red Cross headquarters. And we are calling it on all those people who are undermining the movement. And it can be charities, it can be NGOs. It's not just governments and politicians now. We're finding that NGOs and charities and even some voluntary groups are actually take funding from the government, or they take funding, but they use that money against the movement to promote themselves and to benefit themselves, and they're really stealing from the movement. So that's really going to be the focus. We've decided at the conference that that's going to be the focus of our work, is to call out these thieves, basically. And that was why we went to the Red Cross headquarters. We found out that the Red Cross has bought land in Haiti, and they're planning to build a luxury hotel, if you can believe that.
I can't believe anything.
And a conference center. And I think they've only spent about, the British Red Cross collected over $400 million. No, sorry, excuse me. The U.S. Red Cross alone collected something like $475 million.
Mm-hmm.
The British Red Cross, we don't know exactly how much they've collected for Haiti, but they've spent about a third of the money. Is that right?
I think he said there was a third left.
There's a third left. So they spent two-thirds of the money, but a load of that money.
So they say. I mean, you know.
But a load of that money hasn't gone to the people who need it most.
And we can see that for ourselves.
Yeah, exactly, because then, you know, tens of thousands of people are still living in tents,
exactly,
in rubble, with no clean water, no proper sanitation.
It's unacceptable.
In a context where the UN forces have brought cholera to Haiti. It wasn't there before. It's now spread. 7,000 people have died, and something like 700,000 people have been affected so far. So we're demanding that the resources that the Red Cross has been pocketing go directly to the people who need it and who it was intended for.
Exactly.
And we were also demanding that the UN pay compensation to all the survivors, you know, who suffered from the cholera epidemic. So this is the focus of our work, and that was why we were outside the British Red Cross. And because of the pressure of that protest, they have given us some information about how much money they've collected. We're going to spread that. And the next action we take is going to be international. Different people in different cities are going to do actions, because we don't want one more penny to go to the Red Cross, because they've just been stealing from the people that, you know, that money was meant for.
Sure. And what are some of your up-and-coming kind of events, demos, protests that you'd like people to know about? Anything at the minute, or is it all kind of in the pipeline?
It's in the pipeline, but we're hoping very soon to call a follow-up demonstration outside in a number of cities against the Red Cross. We want to keep on highlighting the situation in Haiti. We're working with grassroots Haitian women. If people want to donate, you can give to there's a fund called the Haiti Emergency Relief Fund. They've been working on the ground in Haiti since before the earthquake. They don't take a penny for admin costs. It's administered by people who are absolutely scrupulous. What they say is that the money they give is not charity, it's solidarity. A lot of their funding goes to projects run by women and for women and children. And our colleagues have actually been to Haiti and seen the projects at work. So we really urge people to only give to projects like that. Give to HERF, because we can assure you that every penny will go to those who need it most, women and children in the community.
So tell me about what you do and where you're from and the organising that you're involved with.
Okay. I'm Manju from India. I start our work in 1983. That time is, I don't know what is the work about the field and area. In 1983, I was starting our work in Chhattisgarh. First, we started our work in Safe Forest, Safe Human. We thought this is not a very burning issue. We see there is so many bonded labor. Every house, 4 or 5 bonded labor is living there. Bonded labor means they are taking some money of the landowner's house, and they bondage the generation to generation. And then they are not giving them money, then they bondage their father, then their son, then other, who is other son, like this, they are bonded. Then we see that these issues there, they are start their survey. So many bonded labor we survey there, so many family, more than 10,000 family was there. But we are started same times we started the women's groups, because bondage is there, men is bonded there, but women is not coming any meeting. Then I was meeting is there is large people is there, large men is coming in that meeting. There is, and we are doing this Sona Khan area. There is more than 10,000 men, but no one woman was there.
Not one woman?
Not one. Only I was there. Then I speech there, when my speech, you are bondage, your wife is double bondage. She is working your house and she is working with you in the landowner house. She don't get any wages for your landowner house. She is free work. Then their landowners is giving them only 1.5 kg grains. That's only coming off 600 or 700 grams rice. Whole family, they eat. Sometimes the one time they eat, second time they don't eat. Like these are on that land. Then we start this after the survey. One woman is raped there. Mm-hmm. Landowners raped her. Then that lady is come our organization and that she told us one landowner raped her. Then we go to the police station, we gave them a report, but they are not taking any action. We are giving, then second one is, after then they are not taking action, then we bring some more women, more than 15, 20 women just come and they ask, you have to write your report and you have to arrest him. Then he is not going there in her village. Then after then he go there. After one time more pupils is coming and they are whole station, the boundary wall, they are stained all these in and they are saying you have to arrest him, otherwise we are not going in our house, we are not eating any food. You have to give us food here. Then they...
The women circled the police station.
Yeah, circled the police station. Yeah. Then a whole lorry police is gone with women groups. They are coming by other facility, their own facility. Then they go there and they arrest him in the village. First time in the life on first time, one landowner, he burned. Police band his hand, and the whole village they are
watching
so everyone, and the women is shouting so many things.
Yeah.
So they put handcuffs on the landlord. Yeah, the first time ever.
First time in the
So they showed people it was wrong.
Women is shouting so many things. You are bad man, you are not good, you have to go to the jail, and everything is, who wants to say, women is saying so many things. Then they arrest him, and also he was in the jail. Same time, women is saw this problems is ours. One woman's problem is our problems. Then so many these villages women come together, then other women's also coming. Women's, they are same problem facing.
Yeah.
Then other village areas women's is also coming there, and other villages. We are going every day one village. This type of villages, more than 500 village I was going. Wow. Every villages we have one women group, and they are same time after then that issue say equal wage to equal work. We are fighting against this in the agriculture area.
Agriculture area.
These are the all is wanted labor in agriculture places.
Yeah, of course.
Because that alone landowner he has so many land that. More than 100 acre. Same times we are asking that same issues, equal wage to equal work, because they are giving the men higher and women lower. Then we are asking so many, we are that women work so much work in the field area and the agriculture area. She is working more than 99%. Men is doing only 1% because he is taking only that bullock. We are saying this nangar, and women is doing plucking work. She is doing cutting work. She's doing the cleaning the areas like that.
And but children, she, yeah, raising the children.
Yeah, all works, yeah, me and the children. Then this type of work we are harvesting time. Same harvesting time, whole women is stop their work. We don't want to go to harvest.
Strike.
They strike. We don't go to the cut that their rice because they are not giving us equal money. Then they, after 10 days, not coming outside worker there, labor is not there. They say we don't want other villages worker, labor is come our village. Then they stay, everyone, men is going in the villages areas outside, and women is sitting in their village. They don't get anyone not going there, men and children and men. After 10 days, they are ready to give them same wages.
Wow.
10 days.
Yeah, five women, five.
So that you want equal wages equal for women
wages,
and men.
Men.
Fantastic.
After then, same areas, so many issues coming together. So first it wanted labor, then equal wage to equal work, women's violence against women, domestic violence against women. And we have dowry system. Dowry system also,
dowry
we are
system,
fighting
yeah.
against
okay.
that.
Yeah.
And also we are... we facing that there is untouchability. Women's, Dalit women's, tribal women's are untouchable. Dalit one. But
okay.
They are not sitting together. They are not eating together.
Of course, yeah.
After then, we are giving so many trainings, so many times they are coming our meeting. Then we are giving them training. Untouchability is law we have in our country. Who is saying the untouchability things? They have to go to jail. Then we are giving legal aid training, legal rights training, and leadership training. After they understand these things, then they sit together. They are taking each other problems, issues. Where is the issue? They are going together, and they know each other problems. They understand each other problems, and they are coming together. And also, we give them some exposure trip. Like they come in the Pithora, we are making some groups. Five group, six group. We are saying one group you go to the police station, one group you has to go to the renew office, one group you have to go to the other offices like that, school, hospital. Who is working, what they are working, you see there. Otherwise, they can't understand what they do. Then they go to they see there what police station, how they do everyone, what work there. Because before they don't know all these things. Little bit they understand what doctors, nurses, and other health worker, what they do. And police station people, what they do. Renew office, tahsildar, and other patwari, they are what do. And labor inspector, what he do, like that, they are asking them, then come back, they are giving their report. That's a very, very, very powerful report. Because before they don't know what they do, now they are understanding.
Can you give a sense of how many, because when you do your strike action, you have like 5,000 women.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it'd be good to give an idea of how many women, the men who support. And I know that you've gone into the big city and done actions there in front of the government.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could say again how many villages are in your network.
Yeah. Our network is 500 villages. That areas where we work there, and other areas is 200 villages, and one areas is six 60 villages like this we have, and we are going together in the, they are coming together Global Women Strike Day. One place they are coming, and they are bringing their demand. What is their own demand?
What
is their personal demand?
And say the demand.
And say the demand also of the mic in the FC3CT.
Can you tell the demand? Say what they
are. Yeah, can you tell us?
First is this, our road demands, and second one is against the rape demand.
Okay.
And third one is land rights demand.
Land rights.
And equal wage demand.
Equal wage, yeah.
And also we have violence against women, and also we had domestic violence demand, and also we have the women's violence. They have to take very quick problems. They have to women's facing to so many problems. Then governments had to, and police station and lawyers and judiciary, they have to very quickly these cases, they have to take this type of demand we have.
Yeah, so it's all focused on
and health the women health issues, so many problems they have, but they are not saying. This one is also our demand is there.
Free health care.
After the 2000 we are doing every year.
On the 8th of March.
In the March.
Oh, International Women's Day, yeah.
Yeah, in the March.
Good day.
World March, Global Women's Strike March.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very good. You see there, my photographs is there, I think, one photograph.
Yes, we sent some photos.
And I guess if people want to know more, and they go through
the website. All the groups in the Global Women's Strike and Women of Color in the Global Women's Strike are there, and you can find out more information.
Great. That was part two with interviews I conducted with members of Global Women's Strike. To find out more about the group, go to globalwomenstrike.net. This has been the Circle Day Show on Resonance 104.4 FM. If you go to www.thecircleday.com, you will get all the audios that we have done. Until next week, turn on, tune in, and kick off. Through the best of times, through the worst of times, through Nixon and through Bush. Do you remember 36? We went our separate ways. You fought for Stalin, I fought for freedom. You believe in authority, I believe in myself. I'm a Molotov cocktail, you're done pairing your baby. What's that confused look in your eyes? What I'm trying to say is that I burn down buildings while you sit on a shelf inside of them. You call the cops on the looters and pie throwers. They call it class war, I call it co-conspirators. 'Cause baby, I'm an anarchist, you're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour days and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to throw bricks through that Starbucks window, you left me all alone. All alone. You watched in awe at the red, white, and blue on the 4th of July. While those fireworks were exploding, I was burning that fucker and swinging my black flag high, eating the peanuts that the parties have tossed you. In the backseat of your father's new Ford, you believe in the ballot, you believe in reform. You have faith in the elephant and jackass, and to you solidarity's a four-letter word. We're all hypocrites, but you're a patriot. You thought I was only joking when I screamed kill Whitey at the top of my lungs, at the cops in their cars and the men in their
suits. No, I won't take your hand and marry the state. 'Cause baby, I'm an anarchist, you're a spineless liberal. We marched together for the 8-hour days and held hands in the streets of Seattle. But when it came time to